I don't feel like doing anything because I've been
working all day.
Or you say I
am tired.
I what all day? I
worked all day.
What do you call the web that you see in the house and the wall made of dust?
Oh, spider web.
It's called the same thing you see outdoors in the house, the same kind of web, or you got a different term for it?
Oh, cobwebs in the house, and sometimes spider webs be in there too.
If someone came here selling something that you wanted to buy, but you didn't know about your budget, you said, well, I have to wait and ask my
husband.
He might say the same thing. Leverage to you, he'd say, I have to ask my
wife.
What do you call a woman whose husband has died?
A widow.
What do you call, what's another term for mother, for your mother and father? You'd say your
mom and papa.
The term for both. My
parent.
You are your father's what?
Child.
Well.
Daughter.
And a male would be his father's
son.
Another term would be, you would be his
girl, boy.
If you were introducing your sister to your little boy who'd never met her, he'd say, well, son,
this is your aunt.
The man who presides over a court, what's he called?
A court?
Yeah.
A basketball court?
No, a law. The man who...
Oh, a judge.
What do you call this part of your head?
Oh, forehead.
If this is my left ear, this is...
Your right ear.
What do you call, that's another word for whiskers.
Beard.
And what is this?
Lip.
What the whole thing?
The mouth is the whole thing.
This is the back of your hand. What's this part of
your hand? The palm of your hand.
And when a person balls his hand up, or he makes a
fist.
People suffering from arthritis have pains in their
joints.
And when you have tuberculosis, there's trouble in
your lungs, your chest.
There was a person you were introducing to this couple, and he already met the husband. He said, well, you met Mr. Brown. Now this is
Miss Brown.
And if you were introducing both, you'd say, well, Mr. Jones, this is
Mr. and Mrs. Brown.
If you became frightened during a storm, and how would your speech say, I'm
scared?
And there was a child who was 10 years old, and he was afraid of the dark, and you knew that when he was 5, he wasn't afraid of the dark. You'd say, well, he...
He used to didn't be that way.
Sometimes when people break things, it's just through...
A passion.
I mean, when they break things, it's just not paying attention to what they're doing. You say, well, that person just...
Careless.
When a person has worked all day, when he comes home, most of the time he's bound to say, I'm
tired.
If someone you knew became sick while they're at work, you say, well, I heard that she got sick.
On the job.
Or she?
She took sick on the job.
If someone sneezes, you say, well, you must have
caused a cold.